This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. Over the weekend, the Democratic lawmakers managing the impeachment case filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House impeachment. On ABC This Week, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the impeachment manager, says he continues to be concerned about a fair trial.
Will the senators allow the House to call witnesses, to introduce documents? That is the foundational issue on which everything else rests, and one thing that the public is overwhelmingly in support of, and that is a fair trial.
On the same program, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says voters should give the final verdict, not Congress.
I think many presidents in the past have made foreign policy decisions to enhance their electoral prospects. And if people think that this president did that, that's a factor that should enter into the decision who to vote for, among many, many other factors.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts, then stormed the house and opened fire. The infant girl's mother and twin sister survived, but both of the child's legs had to be amputated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And for news in the palm of your hand, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.